Man, I miss basketball. I didn't get to see the game. I don't know.
I know you missed it.
What's going on or what happened or something. I saw some stuff about LeBron or something today. I don't know.
Yeah.
What happened? What's going on with that?
Lakers are champions. LeBron got 4 rings.
How you feel about this championship, man?
I feel great about it.
Why?
Because LeBron won.
You happy about the championship, huh?
Yeah.
Obviously you are, man. That's what y'all wanted. That's what y'all got. You didn't think you was going to get it, and you end up looking into it, kind of backing into it, because Kawhi them decided they wanted to leave the bubble.
That's what you say, Skip Bayless?
Nah, you remember when they had that thing where the Lakers and the Clippers were together and they were going to walk out and all that stuff? Mm-hmm. They did that. So when they came back, they had a deal that Kawhi them wasn't going to even fight hard. Because, I mean, come on. They lost to the Nuggets.
Yeah.
That's what happened. Well, it's a tainted championship, B.A., no matter how you look at it.
No, it ain't tainted. Now, you can't. You gotta pick which side you want to be on.
What you mean?
Just 2 days ago, you was on Facebook talking about the Lakers finna get popped. Now, all of a sudden, it's easy. Which one is it? It's a 6-game series.
Man, listen. You can't even feel good about this championship. No, you can feel good about it. But you can't say it's a legit championship, B.A.
I can definitely say it's a legit chance.
How?
Man, you must have been watching none of the games.
Game 6 is supposed to be in Miami. It's supposed to be in South Beach. It's not no real championship,
out.
Man.
But check this out. When you watched the game, did you feel any different than when they was playing in a arena?
Yes, absolutely.
No.
Absolutely.
Man, those games was intense as hell, man.
They were, and I was intense watching them. But I think that with the crowd, it makes it just a whole different.
Yeah, with the crowd, it makes LeBron better. And they didn't need nothing like that.
Makes LeBron better.
LeBron said it. He said, man, it's hard. You remember he said at first, I'm not going to be playing in nowhere without no crowd. That's what gets me going.
I'm glad you brought it up.
Yes.
Then he wasn't playing in the bubble, so he know this is a tainted championship, man. He tainted. Said, who playing with no fans? I ain't playing.
Tainted, no tainted. LeBron James got 4 rings.
Got 4 rings. Jordan got 6.
Now sit back and enjoy.
Listen.
Or hate on it like you've been doing.
This is Calvin Ramsey, you, Brian Breland, Chris Hartfield.
It is.
Kenny McLaughlin, James Land. It's for all y'all LeBron lovers. Dick Riders. But it's for all y'all. I respect LeBron. I don't hate LeBron. Listen, let me say this. Hold on. Let me say this.
You know.
Yeah, man, listen. Honestly, let's bury the hatch on it. I don't hate LeBron.
You is a LeBron hater. You don't know him personally.
I ain't talking
to
about
hate
personal.
Him.
I'm talking about just.
You is a LeBron accolade hater. You hate anything that makes LeBron look good.
How so when I support all the stuff that he does?
You don't support nothing he does.
Man, LeBron is phenomenal. LeBron has done some of the greatest work that an athlete has done in our lifetime, besides...
We not talking about none of that. We talking about on the court.
On the court?
You is a hater.
B.A.
You is Skip Bayless.
B.A., be honest. Have I ever sat here and tried to slander LeBron's game outside of him...
Because
not being
can't.
Michael Jordan.
No, you
or
can't.
Or not taking the last shot.
You can't slander
people
his
do
game.
That, but I don't do that. I respect
but
the man.
You can't
game.
Slander his
I
game.
I like watching LeBron.
Because you know his game is better than Michael Jordan's. You know that.
Yeah, at this
it's
point in time, because Michael's
it's
retired.
It's nothing to talk about, like, on that part.
Yeah, you can't say that.
All y'all got the hope of he went to 6 championships and won all 6 of them.
You don't hear me saying that.
But you can't compete with that. We understand that.
You don't hear me saying that. That's dead. It's over with. Leave that alone.
What I'm saying is this. LeBron James
is the most accomplished athlete we've ever
no,
seen.
No, I ain't talking about that. We that's already.
What? How you not talking about that? I just said it. He's the most accomplished athlete
no,
we've ever seen.
No, we don't want to hear that on the mic.
What?
We don't want to hear none of that. We don't want to hear nothing about LeBron James is this. But he 2 days ago, you were just posting in here, LeBron James about to get popped. They finna go. If they lose tonight, it's over. But then you turn around in the same sentence and say, this is one of the easiest championships he ever won.
Be honest, did I tell you that before we started?
No, you can't have it both
ways. I told you that before we started. I said, man, I don't care who wins this thing.
Man, you have been a Portland fan.
Don't name the team now.
You have been a Houston fan. You have been a Nugget fan. And you are a Miami fan.
Four times.
The man that knocked you out four times, and you still hanging on by a thread trolling.
Man, listen, man.
It just, when is you going to learn, man?
A four-time loser, not three strikes you out. Four times you out.
Yes. When you going to just let this go, man? When you going to let this go?
Man, y'all, it's like you and Calvin, y'all want to make me be a LeBron hater.
You are one.
How you going to call me a LeBron hater when I say I salute everything that man does?
Man, you just like Skip Bayless. No difference between you and Skip Bayless.
I salute everything that man does, man.
Man, listen, I'm going to tell you something.
I just like to root against it.
That's when we was coming back from Jackson.
Oh, hold on. Last year. This time. No, yeah. Last summer.
When we was coming back from Jackson.
Okay.
You was so happy that Kawhi Leonard chose to go to the Clippers.
And you so thought he was going to the Lakers.
No, I didn't care. I just wanted to get it
over
with.
Yeah, you cared. Stop.
No, admit I just that. Wanted to get it over with.
Admit that. You cared.
No, I didn't. It didn't bother me. Just get it over with.
So don't say that.
So we can sign a free agent.
Yeah. Don't try to make that sound good on the mic because it's being recorded, son.
No.
You sat there and said, it's a shame when he held LeBron and them hostage.
Yeah.
It's a shame what he did. He don't deserve nothing.
But
since you didn't get him, he a bum. You don't want him. You wasn't studying.
He's definitely a bum.
Come on, man.
He's a bum.
If I get Kawhi, we go to the nursing home and fill out the roster. We don't need nobody else.
Yes, that's the truth, though. What guy's speaking the truth?
But he a bum.
He's a bum.
Okay, so y'all just heard him say, I'm a hater of LeBron, but you call Kawhi a bum. I ain't never went and said LeBron's a bum. I ain't never said LeBron was sorry.
Because you know better.
No, man, it's just the facts. You can't say, can you say Kawhi Leonard's a bum?
No, he's not a bum.
Okay, correct yourself then.
He's a bum on the LeBron.
Man, you having a hog. I gotta let you have it. I can't have it. I mean, you got it. Y'all got it, man.
Yeah, let me gloat. I can gloat right now.
Show off of my tell the world what's gonna happen with LeBron James going forward in your Lakers. Just tell the world what you feel. Hype it on up, spice it all up. Cause no. Ain't nothing wrong right now because you can dream big. Y'all having a hog right now. Y'all chips.
Yeah, just sit back and then watch the sparks fly. That's all you do. And wait till next year. And then whoever we play, then you can be with them.
Man, y'all don't know, because we weren't recording, but the man already trying to build a super team for next year. TV is glued on all things sports. He trying to catch inkling of anybody just whispering about coming and playing with LeBron. That's what you hoping for, B.A.?
No.
That's why I don't like LeBron. That's why I get LeBron right there. That's why I get LeBron. No.
That's your worst nightmare.
That's why I'm against LeBron right there. Y'all want a building team.
Hey, we don't want a championship, and he know we still got an upside. So guess what his biggest fear is
y'all
now?
Y'all trying to cut the fat in.
Hey, his biggest fear now. That the Lakers go and get some more reinforcement and replace Danny Green, sorry.
Hey, listen. Avery Bradley, Bradley Beal.
We need all them guys.
Y'all, I'm going to say it again, these two names. Avery Bradley, Bradley Beal, guys like that. Y'all are, well, they got the option on Avery Bradley, don't they?
I don't know. I don't know what we got on Avery Bradley.
What guys, you can say about everybody else. I'm gonna
I you. Want Avery Bradley.
Here's my two names. Avery Bradley, Bradley Beal. Stay away from Los Angeles. Period. I don't even want you with the Clippers because that's too close to the Lakers. Get out of town.
Why? You scared?
Get out of there.
Why?
In a show
so you must have been hearing some rumblings of Avery Bradley Beal coming to the Lakers.
Don't need him coming in and dropping 30. Don't need it.
Man, you
with no responsibilities, I don't need that. And that's just bad. That's bad.
Listen though, man.
That's bad. He would be a bad boy.
Avery Bradley, we need to sign him back because he can guard them guards. That's what we were missing. We had old stiff as a boy Caruso guarding them.
Let me ask you this question. Now, that's your prize possession. Caruso.
Caruso is smart. He do whatever, you know what I'm saying? Take the win.
He's like Charlie Hustle, man.
No, but he always be in the right spot, right time. Good things always happen.
Caruso is limited
on physically
in his athletic ability. But he makes up for it with his hustle and effort and other things. He's scrappy. You can't depend on him to go out there. He's what you call a true rotation player. You can't depend on him to go out there and night in, night out.
But he started game six now.
Started. But I know
and
why
you
he started.
Seen that defense how I played when he started? We didn't win that game. Listen, AD was out there hopping around on the court. We won that game off strictly defense.
So now what he's going to do is he's now going to tell y'all Frank Vogel is a superstar coach.
Listen, LeBron, just listen to Colin Cowherd. LeBron
is the coach.
LeBron, he don't need no Hall of Fame coach. All LeBron needs is a ball.
That's it.
That's all he needs is a ball.
That's it.
He don't need none of this. He don't need none of this other stuff all these other players need. All he needs is a ball. 2 years, Miami, championship.
What are those stats they're showing? I know those 22.
I don't know, but 2 years in Miami, won a championship. Went back to Cleveland, 2 years.
Hold on.
Won a championship.
He didn't do it. He was down in Miami 4 years.
That first year they lost.
No. Bring that part up. He lost. You trying to gloat.
Telling you what happened. 2 years in Miami when he went, they had a championship.
Okay, but when he first went to Miami, what?
It doesn't matter what happened that first year.
You gotta tell the story how it played out.
They lost the
championship. Got blasted.
He went back to Cleveland after his time was up. 2 years back in Cleveland, championship.
Bad boy.
Went to L.A.
Bad boy, can't take it.
2 years, championship.
Oh.
He don't need much.
Oh, so he sat around.
No, I'm just saying.
And made up some stats. 2 years here, 2 years there. 2 years. Oh. So the first
no,
year,
no. First that's year what clear. Colin Cowherd. I'm quoting Colin Cowherd.
Well, this is our show. We didn't say Colin.
No, but I'm just saying that was something I didn't notice.
Colin, first 2 years in Cleveland, what happened?
What?
First 2 years in Cleveland, what happened?
I'm talking about back to Cleveland.
Oh, back
to Cleveland. After he left from Miami.
Gotcha. Okay.
I'm just saying, in 2 years, he ready to win the championship. I don't know how you look. I don't know what you want. What more you want out of a superstar.
Man, listen. Y'all are hung up on that. Y'all think I'm trying to take something.
LeBron James, he went to L.A. He on the backside. He just trying to make movies.
Hey, man, listen. I will say this right here, though. He is definitely. After this year right here, man, like, to come back and do what he did.
But you said that in Cleveland. You said that when he beat Golden State. Man, I got to give him all his props. But you steadily hating on him.
Okay, it's different. I say I gave him all his props because he had the courage to go back to Cleveland.
And win.
And Kyrie won him a championship. So that's like.
Oh, Kyrie. See, yeah. It is what it is, man.
I mean, Kyrie.
Man, where is he? Man, Kyrie was in the lottery when LeBron went back over there. Man, the man was on the ship and it was sinking fast. Until LeBron went back to Cleveland.
So you telling me Kyrie didn't...
They was in the lottery when Kyrie Irving was over there.
You trying to tell me that LeBron didn't need Kyrie to win that championship?
No. Am I trying to tell you LeBron didn't need AD? Of course not.
Okay. So what you're saying is...
What I'm saying is LeBron James is the common denominator.
Of
super teams. Everywhere he go.
Of super teams. Yeah, I agree.
Now they got a super team in L.A.
Billion team.
Oh man!
I told Jenny when I first came here. I told her what I was gonna do. Trust me.
Yeah, build a super team.
Build a super team.
Yeah. All
right. Now
you hate. See
now, Jenny checkbook wide open right now because LeBron just won you a championship. He said, "Hey, I can get you another. Go get Bradley Beal." He already said it to him. I know he has. They already got that worked out. I bet you they got it worked out.
Come on. Come on. You ain't going to like it, though.
I bet they got something worked out, man.
I'm going to be honest with you. I'm going to tell you, after watching these playoff game real close. I'm going to tell you what LeBron James needs around him to win another title. We need...
Super team?
No. We need two wing defenders.
Now we talking. I told y'all he done built the super team in his head already. And he got names. He got some names. No, he just don't know. He don't know everybody's contract situation. I'm going
to give you the names that I would love to have on this team. And ain't nothing super about him. That guy, Robert Covington. He made $11 million a year. Ain't no super team about that. He's a wing defender that can shoot threes. He's a Danny Green. He's a Danny Green type player.
Do y'all hear this, man?
And I give you another one.
The man already discount bargain shop.
No.
He already putting prices on people's heads to get them over to L.A.
No, they're free agents. These guys are free agents.
You looking at the money? You already you
no, I'm talking about like a trade. No, I'm talking about Horace Grant's son for the Nuggets. He a free agent. We need that type of guy to play defense on a wing player. That's all we need. We got our superstars.
What Grant? He's 6'9".
6'9". Yes.
The man we got a long guy that they depend on over there in the Nuggets. He done brought him to L.A. already in his mind.
No, those are players that fit to what they're trying to do. They're Danny Green. They the Danny Green type player.
You wanted with Danny Green to bring him back?
No, he's a bum.
That man just won back-to-back championship.
I don't care.
He's the only body in the league.
I don't care.
He just won back-to-back
championship. Gotta go.
B.A., time out.
Trash, man.
Time out.
Everybody knows. Yeah, everybody in Laker Nation would know that.
Man, the bubble.
He gotta go.
He played bad in the bubble.
No, he gotta go, man.
Why the coach keep running him out there if he's so bad?
Because you can't lose confidence in your soldiers. Just run him out there.
He lost confidence in JaVale McGee.
No, it wasn't time for him to play.
Man, he couldn't get in the game at the end.
No.
Man, I would be upset about that.
No.
Or would I be happy about the rain?
Man, that man don't care nothing about all that. That man want to win. Stop making this a...
Man.
Stop making this a pissing match.
No, that's what you're doing. When you always want to try to discredit what I'm saying about LeBron.
No, don't you... Hate no. LeBron.
I root against LeBron. LeBron is awesome. LeBron is one of the best athletes I have ever seen.
You are... Man, you hate, man.
No, I'm not going to say he's one of the best athletes I've ever seen. No, LeBron is... The best athlete I've seen.
In any sports, man.
No, longevity. I'm not saying any sports. He's Come just on, the best man. Athlete I've seen because...
And for this long a time?
Pound for pound, he's the best.
Yeah, man. Come on, man.
Pound for pound. And I still just ain't never really...
Liked him.
I guess it's because I'm a Jordan fan. But it's like, I don't dislike him because... Y'all think I dislike him because I'm like, oh, I don't like the way he plays or he can't do this. No.
You know everything LeBron do is going to hurt his Jordan legacy against
him. No, I'm not comparing the two. Y'all do that. Y'all LeBron fans do that.
No, everybody does that.
Jordan did. Jordan.
No, everybody does that.
They do it because LeBron is...
No, because he is the best thing going for the last 12 years. He's been at the top of basketball for the best player in basketball for the longest period of time.
Yeah, I agree.
And it's all that's got to come with Michael Jordan comparison because...
There's nobody Michael comparison. Jordan...
Right.
That's the problem. There's nobody else to compare him to.
There's nobody else to compare him to. Yeah. That's the top of the food chain.